NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome to the duality of reality, where sunshine and rain coexist and roll. Welcome smiles, tears, dreams, and fears, dreaming of heaven while living in an imperfect world. Exiles and immigrants, welcome home.
Diseases like you're losing someone every hour. Tired of running, tired of fighting, tired of but with you I got enough. Listen, if you gave the world to me and it all turned into dust, yeah, I'd have all I need, as long as I got nothing.
Discouraged sometimes.
When every road I try
about you.
Seem like disappointment leaves me there. Yes, they do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'm right about it, yeah. And if I want some joy in this old life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear, there's a few more tears to shed down here. Oh, I hear the Lord say, welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
He's a doctor that never lost a patient. Somebody said he'll be a bridge over troubled water. Well, how do you know what he'll do? I tried him, and he never let me down. Let me tell you, right early this morning, he touched me with a finger of love.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast, an all-new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooten. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Your favorite gospel music plays here.
Choose.
Yes, it is.
You must choose between. Let me tell y'all this again. You got to, yeah.
You got to choose.
You got to choose.
You got to choose.
If you've been running around,
you got to choose.
With your neighbor's wife, you must choose.
You got to.
And you've been slipping around with your best friend's husband.
You got to choose.
The choice is yours today.
You got to choose.
Oh, gambling man,
you
yeah.
Got to choose.
You've got to choose, yeah.
You got to choose.
Adulterous, yeah.
You got to choose.
I know the choice is yours today.
You got to.
I'm a worshiper, yeah.
You must
choose, yeah.
You got
a vision, yeah. Of themselves with mankind, yeah. A vision of themselves with a womankind, yeah. My Bible tells me it is an abomination, yes. Ain't no place in heaven for you, no. If you read the Bible, Leviticus 18 and 22 says, thou shalt not lay with mankind as a womankind. For it is an abomination as you shall surely die. Bible says it. As you've been running around with your best friend's husband, Lord, you can't do this no more. Have you been slipping around with your neighbor's wife? Sticking knives in their back. Smiling in their face. Telling lies every chance you can, yes. I want you to know that the choice is yours today.
You've been so good. Got a hold of me. Oh yes it did. I said something's got a Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Take time out and just let me talk to the Lord a while. Good God Almighty, let me say, Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus,
I give you the praise.
Let me take my time and say, I give you the praise, Lord. Here's my body, I magnify you today.
I magnify you today.
And instead of the use,
me,
so I can do your will.
You need to do your will.
And I tell him to use me. Sometime when you're alone by yourself, you don't want to get in no hurry. You just like to talk to him kind of quiet like. So Lord, I give you the breeze. Here's my body, Lord. I magnify you today. Somebody sitting out there, I know you get the Lord sometimes. Great God,
I give you the praise.
And sometimes you have to wave your hand.
So I can see your perfect way.
Talk about the perfect way now. Let me give you the praise. Here's my body.
Good
God of mine.
Let me speak your words today.
Lord, let me speak your words. And use me, Lord. Use me to do your will. Use me, Lord.
Use me.
If anybody, got a song of gladness down in my heart. I've had this song ever since my Jesus love He imparts. Now you see, I sing my song because I'm so happy. Then I just sing my song because I'm so free. Then I just sing my song because the Lord has been so good. Been good. Been good. I just wonder if anybody out here tonight could raise your hand and tell somebody you've been good. So good. But he didn't leave me. He didn't leave me. He stood right by my bedside. Oh. He reached down and touched me with his awakening power. Let my eyes come open. Behold a new day. He's already unraveled in my life. I know he's good to me. I know he's good to me. I wonder if anybody else here know he's been good. Anybody else here know he's been good? Anybody just like I know he good to me. 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 I remember when the shooting happened in the school out west. I was sitting there watching TV when the news came over the screen. And you know I thought about that same thing through the heaven at Pontotoc High School. That's where my children go. But then when I looked out of my window, I could see them coming down the driveway. I raised my hand and said, oh, you good to me. You good to me. I know you good to me. I know you're good to me. I was watching a program they had on TV, and it said adopt a little child overseas. When they began to show those little children up on the street, some were too big in one place and too little in another. Some were so dehydrated they couldn't even make tears to cry. Some malnutrition had already set in, couldn't even stand up on their own little legs. And then they showed some that laid around and just starved to death, y'all. But then when I watch my children get up out of their bed, go down in their kitchen and picking and choosing what they want to eat, I said, oh! You've been good to me. You've been good to me. to me. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. If I don't wake up in the morning, you've been good to me. If I don't be able to leave here tonight, you've been good. You've been good to me. I just wanna think and dream about you, because of me. You're not the only one that can stand in this place tonight and tell you you've been good to me. You've been my see, I can look back, see how far the Lord have already brought me, and my life has not always been good, but some way, somehow, God always been away from me. I just want to know one thing while we're all here together, is there anybody here? No, God has been good to you. Oh, I know he's been good to me. I know he's been good to me. I can't name everything, but he's been good to me. I wonder if anybody here can think of one thing he's done for you. Somebody say he brought me over. Somebody say he pulled me. Is anybody here? Have you ever done anything for anybody? Have you ever went out of your way for somebody? Well, you know how it makes you feel when that same person come back and tell you, I thank you. Well, don't you think he might feel that same way? If you know he done something for you, you ought to go on and tell him, thank you.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast, an all-new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Ferlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Your favorite gospel hits plays here.
Catch the wave.
Let the church say amen. Amen. I greet you in the powerful and penetrating name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to stand and speak to you from God's holy, sacred, and divine word. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord one more time? Well, let everything that have breath do what? And we will bless the Lord when? And his praises shall continually be where? Come on, do it for me with your own wonderful mouth in your own wonderful way. Stand to your feet, those that are able, stand to your feet and give God some praise that he is due. Glory. Come on, tell somebody he's worthy. He's worthy. I know he's worthy. To be praised. Come on, glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord and pray for me and let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen. The scripture that we are going to read, and for those of you with your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn to Matthew, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to read in your hearing, look at the 22nd verse, the narrative here as written according to the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet, and we're going to read from the King James Version. And it reads on this wise. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And straightway, the NIV says, immediately, Jesus constrained his disciples. The NIV says, he made his disciples to get into a ship. The NIV says a boat. And let me explain here during the time that this New Testament was written, when they said ship, often they meant boat. It's just like you and I. If you say you got into your car or you say you got into your automobile, we all know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
They both ended up with the same. So he made his disciples get into a boat and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. He sent the crowd away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves from the wind, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, which was near the break of dawn, between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning, which was the middle of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. That's what the NIV says. They said it was a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him, and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship, that were in the boat, came and worshiped him, saying, O, a truth, thou art the Son of God. Say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. And I would like to talk to you from this sermonic text. Keep your focus on Jesus. Tell somebody, let's keep our focus on Jesus. Let's keep our focus on Jesus. Keeping our focus on Jesus can be very challenging as we face various tests and trials in this life. Am I right about it? Keeping focus was also problematic for Jesus' own disciples. Now, here in this text, we will note that they had difficulty maintaining and keeping their focus. Why? Because there were things that distracted them. There were things that happened unexpectedly. Can I get a witness? So, as believers of Christ, one thing that we can be assured of, and that is that through the power and authority and wise providence of God, one thing that we can be sure of is that God will always help us to maintain and, if necessary, regain our focus. Can I get a witness? Let's keep our focus on Jesus. Before I go into the sermonic text, let me say a little something about a pretext. If we rewind back about 10 verses, I believe, probably to John, the 11th chapter, we will find out that Matthew told us about the death of Jesus' first cousin, John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist has been beheaded. His head has been placed on a platter and given to a young girl. And the young girl presents the head on the platter to her mother. Now, word word got to Jesus through John the Baptist's disciples as to what had happened with John the Baptist. And Jesus, being man and God and in the flesh, just like any of us, if we hear of a death, and this death was a gruesome death, it caused Jesus to separate and go into solitude. He wanted some privacy. He needed some time to just gather what the news he had just received and pray and ponder things and talk about it with God the Father. Can I get a witness? But the death of John the Baptist, although the devil called it for bad, a lot of good still came out of it. Because when Jesus returned back to the shore, he had left by boat, and when he came back, when he left, the people had heard that he had left and gone up into the mountains. So the people, the word spread all abroad, all in all of the villages, everywhere. And they came out, and when Jesus returned back to the shore on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, there was a large crowd waiting for him. The Bible says when Jesus saw the large crowd, it caused him to have compassion on them. And Jesus began to heal them of their infirmities and their sicknesses. Look at Jesus. Isn't that the Jesus that we serve and that we know? He was so loving. He was so caring. He could feel their pain and their hurt. So he had compassion on the crowd, and he healed them of sicknesses and disease. How many of you know that Jesus is a healer? How many of you have had that he has healed you? How many of you can say, I know it was nobody but Jesus that brought me out? So Jesus healed many in the crowd. And in this text, as we go through the sermonic text, there are two groups and one that we need to put our focus on in this sermon. That's the crowd, that's Jesus' disciples, and Jesus himself. Because we're talking about keeping our focus on Jesus. Well, what happened with the disciples? If you follow on up through this text, after he healed, after John the Baptist's death, and then while the crowd was there, all of a sudden it was getting late in the evening. And the sun was about to go down. And Jesus' disciples, you know, they had to walk. Many of the people in the crowd, large crowd, had followed Jesus on and came there on foot. And that just moved him to that much more compassion. So the disciples, you know, they had been doing some walking too. But at this time, all the miraculous healings are going on. But Jesus' disciples are now tired, hungry. I can't call them Negroes. I don't know, but you know how Negroes get when they get hungry. Come on, tell the truth. They were tired. They were hungry. They were becoming impatient. They lost their focus and had ignored the fact that Jesus was with them and he was healing people of sickness and disease. But now all of a sudden, because of the lateness of the hour, They said, well, it's time for these people to go back home. It's time for them to go back to the villages and get something to eat. But you know, they were speaking for themselves because they were hungry too. But what happened? And if you went to John, the 6th chapter, you would see where in that chapter John explains that when they said the people need to go and get something to eat, Jesus asked Philip and said, well, feed them. They need something to eat. Now the feeding of the 5,000 is in all of the Gospels. And here in this text, all four of the Gospels talks about this narrative. But when he said, he told Philip, because Jesus knew what Philip was going to say. So he tested him. And Philip said, well, it'll take us a half year of wages to feed all these people. And then Peter's brother, jumped into the conversation and told him, that was in the book of John, well, we got a little boy here with two fish and five loaves of bread. And then Peter jumped into the conversation and said that, with so little, how can we feed them with so little what we have? So my first point is, don't lose your focus just because you're tired. Can I get a witness? We must learn to press. Tell somebody, press. We must learn to press our way. The Bible said that the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong. But they that endure to the end. Now, how many of you here that know and you got it in your heart that no matter what test, what trial come your way, say, I'm going to go all the way. You see, don't lose your focus, because when you get tired, you become a different animal. When you get hungry, you think different. You act different. Your emotions become different. And you lose your capacity, your spiritual capacity to maintain and keep your focus on Jesus. Amen. So what happened in the text when they complained and they said, we don't have much. And secondly, I like to say to you that don't lose your focus just because you think that you don't have much. Our the disciples by this time, they were all in the flesh. They were all into themselves. And they were thinking just like we do sometimes when we look at what we have and it's so little or don't look like a way can be made out of no way. This is why you are in the test. This is why you're in the middle of the trial. Make excuses and complain and look for reasons not to keep your focus where it needs to be. But I want you to know that you might not have much, but when you have Jesus, you always have much with you. Can I get a witness? Tell somebody, say, I might not have much, but when I have Jesus, I have much with me. Because Jesus is more than you need. Jesus is more than what you have. Jesus can do more than you can ever think that you can do. Oh, we say when we lose our focus, people say, well, we can't do this. We can't do that. No way, Jose. It's just not going to happen. But I know that Jesus, when we put our focus on Jesus, And I heard Deacon Barkin when he was praying in the back. Before we come out, he said that, Jesus, we know that you can make a way out of no way. Is anybody here that didn't know that he can make a way out of no way? He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Can I get a witness? So don't lose your focus when you're tired. Don't lose your focus when you think you don't have much. But look what Jesus did. It is time for him to teach his disciples a lesson, because they were followers of him. They had been watching him. They had spent time with him. This is why when they said, we don't have enough, Jesus said, give it to me. Give the two little fish. Give the little five barley loaves of bread. Give it to me. You don't know what to do with it. You don't have the attitude. You don't even have the focus to understand that I'm here. I just healed people of sickness and disease. And you talking about we don't have anything to eat? Don't you know that I'm here? Well, give it to me. Just give it to me. I'm going to fix this. The people are going to get fed. And if I do this miracle, I'm going to deal with you. Can I get a witness? So they gave it to Jesus. Jesus took the fish and the bread. And he looked up towards heaven. Tell somebody, keep on looking up. No matter what you have or don't have, or what it look like, what it feel like, what it seem like, keep on looking up. And while you're looking up, pray. Jesus, with all the power and being the Son of God, he too still looked up towards heaven and prayed. And then after that, he took what he had. He could have made it come all to the people, but he didn't do that. What he did, he took what he had and he gave it to those unfocused disciples so they would see what was going on, and the disciples gave it to the people. Oh, Jesus took that young boy's two fish and five loaves of bread. He took that little boy's lunchbox and turned it into an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And the Bible says, and they all ate. They all ate. Yeah, the disciples too. They ate. Probably ate more than some of the crowd. They gathered up everything, even had leftovers. But here now it's time for Jesus to deal with them. Jesus told the crowd. He dismissed the crowd. Crowd, you go back, I fed you. Jesus went up into the mountain in solitude again. He had to pray, because I believe that he prayed. It was just like Adam and Eve when they got on God's nerve. God left and had to come back in the cool of the day. He didn't need to deal with his disciples right then. Some say he left and he wanted to separate himself from the crowd because the crowd wanted him to be a king. And he didn't want to have to deal with Antipas and all of the Jewish leaders, and he just separated. But I believe he separated himself, and I know he separated himself. It's just like you and I. Sometimes we need to be alone. And we just need to be able to talk to God. We need to get away from the crowd. We need to get away from people with negative attitudes and tell God all about it. Can I get a witness? So he went up, and when he come down, he made, as the Bible says, straightway, immediately. Tell your neighbors that here it comes. I told you he was going to deal with his own, his disciples. He told them He made them. He constrained them. He coerced them. He urged them. He obliged them to go over to the other side. They roared on out. They roared on out. And just as soon as they got out into the middle of the sea, a storm came up. Tell somebody, say, uh-oh. A storm came up. Now, see, Jesus knew before he sent them that a storm was going to come up because he's omniscient. He not like you and I. He doesn't have to get his smartphone. I got about 3 or 4 weather apps on my smartphone. Jesus didn't have to check the weather channel. He didn't have to talk to any meteorologist. He didn't have to look and wonder what somebody else had said about the weather. And often, me and Bro Mitchell, we talk about the weather a lot lately since we've been in the van going picking up food for our distribution. Because lately, it seems like the past 2 or 3 weeks, the weather man just can't hardly get any days right. They usually do pretty good. But when they say there's an 80% chance of rain, we get nothing. And last week they said 30% change, and all of a sudden a storm came, the power went out, food line on Pool Road was out. And some people didn't even have power for 3 days. A storm came. Unexpected. And these phones, they are smart. I thank God for my smartphone. It is smart. Now, I do need it. Somebody asked me the other day what was my mother's telephone number. I used to know it when I had to dial it, but now all I got to do is look up in there, Margaret Radcliffe, Martin, Mama, and it'll die. I told them the number, but I had one digit wrong. I got over 1,000 contacts in my phone. I'm not smart enough to remember all y'all numbers. I don't even know my son and my daughter number now. So the phone is smart. Smarter than I am.
All right.
But guess what? What about when the power goes out?
Come on.
And you can't keep that phone charged. What about when you lose your connection and don't have any Wi-Fi? What about when the phone just crashes and just don't want to do right? Who you going to call then? Where you going to get your information from? And what happened? The disciples got out in the middle and a storm came up. They had lost focus. They had... In many ways, they disrespected Jesus' power and authority. And he made them go to go on the other side. And I want to say to you, when God makes us do something, he's also going to make a way. He didn't tell them to go out there in the storm and drown in the middle of the sea. He told them to go to the other side. But it says that when Jesus and Peter got back in the boat sailors, those that were afraid, but look how what Peter did in his faith, even though he was afraid, when he and Jesus got back in the boat, it says they all began to worship. See, they should have been worshiping and praising at the 5,000. They should have been worshiping and praising at the healing after John Baptist's death. But Jesus had to teach them a lesson. And they made it over to the other side. And now they are ready to worship. Worship how? In spirit and in truth. A lot of people run and shout. Some speak in tongues. Some might want to swing on the chandelier. Some might run out the church, run around the church, come back in and get in the trial and cry like a baby. Lose your focus. But let's keep our focus on Jesus. I'm not going to let anything stop me because my experiences that I have had,
and the trials that I face. I have gotten enough experience to learn that even if I look like I'm going to falter, even if my unbelief, I know that I've got to read God's word. I've got to pray to God. I've got to regain my focus. Anybody here know that you need to regain during this pandemic? We haven't been going to church as much as we used to. And some still haven't come back. And they have their reasons. But I say to you, regain your focus. Because we don't know what kind of trial we may have to face. We don't know what lesson that we will have to be taught. But when you're in God's will, you're going to have tests. When you're walking in God's will, every day is not going to be Sunday. Everything is not going to be a bed of roses. Everything is not going to be peaches and cream. But when you're in God's will, he will always make a way for you to get to the other side. Not on the other side of the river or the sea, but how many of you want to get on the other side of this world? Some are worried about what the politicians are doing, worried about what the Supreme Court is doing. But let me tell you something. Jesus, just give it to Jesus. Now, I do believe you need to get out the boat and vote. I do believe that. But give it to Jesus. Don't let anything cause you to lose your focus on Jesus. Tell somebody. After you learn and experience what Jesus can do, tell somebody this morning, when I rose, I didn't have no doubt that God will take care of me. God will strengthen me. God will restore me. God will help me. God will pick me up and turn me around and place my feet on solid ground. God will. There ain't no doubt about it. This morning, when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. Tomorrow when you rise, don't have any doubt. Put all negativism away. Put all obstacles away. I don't care what people say, what people think. Keep your focus on Jesus. Let me hear you say Jesus. Let me hear you say Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Oh, whatever be the tie, God will take care of you. This morning when I rose, I see a lot of things that you see. I go through even more than some of you have to go through with. But this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. And I recommend to you to do like I did. Do like the disciples did. After they learned the lesson, let's keep our focus on Jesus. God bless you.
Come on the road.
Every week I'm just going through the motion. Things ain't going right.
You gotta believe.
Everything's coming up, Jesus, Jesus.
Just when you're all out of options, know this.
Everything's coming up, Jesus.
You gotta believe that he is the answer to everything.
Everything's coming up, Jesus.
Jesus.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Thank you.
We got a message for you, straight from heaven. The devil been telling you some stuff, and all it is lies. We come to tell you the truth. That miracle you've been waiting for, that breakthrough you've been waiting for. The Lord told me to tell you this right here. Listen at this. That blessing you've been waiting for. That blessing you've been waiting for.
to watch you work it out. Now some of y'all looking at me and say, how do you know? Listen here. Said I've been through the storm. And I've been through the rain. I had to deal with sickness, heartache, disappointment, and even pain. But through it all. I would never put my wounds in your care.
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Jesus called himself
yes.
the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes,
not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's Amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
That's right.
This is what we talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
Amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says that he is in the light, that's we right. have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's Amen. Right. That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher
Amen.
Who's a Mason,
that's right.
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
God can do what he does for us. power of God moving, moving all over this place. The presence of God is all over this place. Moving all over this place. The atmosphere shifting,
shifting
in this place.
have a little church, do you? Yeah. You might as well clap your hands wherever you are. Yeah. We're giving you praise. Let's go.
My praise ain't your praise.
Nope.
My death ain't your death.
Nah.
How can you say that?
Like he didn't keep you in perfect peace.
You could lose your mind.
My shout ain't your shout. Nope.
My death ain't your death.
Like he didn't make a way, you ought to testify that. When I look back, God stepped in. Excuse me, but I won't. You can judge him if you want, but
this is how we
I'm sorry, but I won't. Tell your neighbor, excuse me.
McFadden in the booth with me. Bishop, you feel like helping me do this one?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's a little song about heaven we got. I'm going to kick this thing off, and I want you to take it on home. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Come on. Yes, sir. To my Father. There's so much love, and it's over there. About it in my Father. There's no more dying over there. Over in my Father. Can't forget to leave us alone over there. Over in my Father's house. Let me sing it one more time. Come on.
Come on.
Put your hand together with me.
Shepherd boy, without a shield, without a sword, fed up with the giant's voice, screaming curses to the Lord. Now I walked down the hill alone, with a pocket full of river stones. But what the Philistine couldn't see, is what I had was more than me. See, on my own I'm weak, but my God fights for me. Well, I was servant to the king, interpreting his crazy
I won't worship mortal men. So they threw me in the lion's den. Vicious teeth were all I saw. Till something came and shut their jaws. You couldn't find a scratch on me. In fact, that night I fell asleep. When morning came and shocked them all. Cause my God fights for me. And my wounds, I could feel their judging eyes as I knelt before the Christ. I poured my oil upon his feet. I didn't care who saw me weep. I gave him all I had that day, and he should have sent me on my way. But instead,
trapped and can't get out, or are you staring down a lion's mouth? Can you stand before the Lord, or do you need to hear the Lord? No matter what you've done, the battle is already won. So lift your voice with me and sing.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast and all new series and episodes that start this week for 2025, with a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooten, gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world, live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
All your favorite gospel hits plays here.